Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We update it every day. And we have a new video up every week. We ask you a new poll question every week. We send you a new newsletter, a free Small Business Advocate newsletter every week. So check all that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Jack Ulrich has deposited with us in the 8 years he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Jack is one of the great futurists of our time. He's the new author, the co-author, of the new book, Foresight 2020. Jack, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the things that you identify are some of the macro issues. One of the things in here, and I'm going to jump over to chapter 6, Jack, if you don't mind. I'm fascinated by the future of electricity, and I'm glad you included this as one of your macro issues. Talk to us about that.
Well, there are some incredible advances happening in the field. I mean, the utility and the electric industry has delivered extraordinary things for the last 100 years, but how they've done it has been through huge power plants over transmission lines, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we're going to continue to do that for a while. But the advances in distributed energy, the continued advances in solar, wind, fuel cell technology, but most importantly and most overlooked is storage capability, advanced battery capability.
New battery technology is going to change our world over the next 100 years, isn't it?
It is going to be a game changer. And here's how I like to, you know, if you followed the advances in natural gas over the last 5 years, it's just exploded. Mm-hmm. And it's transforming the American economy. It's having implications in the presidential race. But the technology that allowed more natural gas to be found was directional drilling technology.
Right.
It just reminds us that technology can change the game quickly. And there are advances coming in solar, fuel cell, and battery technology.
So, but all of those things are going to be driving, I mean, they're all creating an ultimate product, right? Electricity.
That's right.
Most of them are.
The really big change is by 2020, Jim, I think there's a very good chance you and I and your listeners are going to be producing not all of their power, but a significant amount of their own electricity.
Individual households.
Individual households. And it's fascinating. IBM, General Electric, and others have publicly stated we are preparing business opportunities to
through the capture of solar and maybe wind.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in General Electric's case, they're looking at, you know, providing us batteries to store
a really efficient solar collector that doesn't lose, where the power that's captured doesn't diminish so rapidly.
That's right.
It's held in a storage. So you have a sunny day and then, you know, maybe you're able to use that for a month or something like that.
Right. You know what? This is, from a small business perspective, this is fascinating to me.
Absolutely.
There are companies called SolarCity and Sunrun who are now going to individual residents saying, you know what? You don't even have to buy the solar cell. We're going to lease you the solar cells. We're going to install it, maintain it, repair it. And before we put it on, we're going to come out and do a sun audit of your house, and we can guarantee you that you're going to save more money in electricity than the cost of that lease. That is what's going to change the game. So you and I might not be buying our own solar cells, but we might
So, folks, one of the things that exciting innovations do, they're delivered on a two-edged sword, don't they? They cut innovatively and then they cut disruptively.
That's absolutely right.
Think about the grid. Think about the utility. I mean, one of the huge indexes in Wall Street is the utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely. And you know what I try and tell people is, here's the analogy. You know, 150 years ago, how did we get most of our oil? It was from whales.
Right.
And the whale industry saw the discovery of oil in Pennsylvania and said, oh, that doesn't affect us. But it did. 10 years later, the entire industry was almost decimated.
Right.
It was decimated.
Well, and the truth is, and I don't know what kind of a disruption this could wind up being, but the truth is, it won't happen too soon in the United States, especially because our electric grid is really antiquated and out of date and inefficient, isn't it?
It is. It needs to seriously be upgraded. But
and it's also a potential national defense issue too, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
If we become more decentralized from a power standpoint, then that could actually be a good thing from a national defense standpoint.
I tell you, you don't need to look any further than what happened in India this past summer when their grid went out and
right.
cast 700 million people into mm-hmm. the darkness. For several days.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, ours won't collapse for the same reasons, but it's still vulnerable to terrorist attacks. It's vulnerable
right.
to solar flares.
And you think these things will be, if not in every yard, so to speak, at least commonplace enough that people will be considering it in the next decade?
Absolutely. And as a test, if you fly a lot, just start as you land at these major airports, begin noticing how many solar cells are popping up on the roofs of homes and buildings and mm-hmm. over in parking lots.
Right, right. Jack, hold on. We got to take a quick break. Give us your website, please.
It's jumpthecurve.net.
Jumpthecurve.net. Check it out, folks. The new book is called Foresight 2020. This is the kind of stuff you're going to learn from Jack's new book, folks. Like I just mentioned, it's available wherever books are sold. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Jack about what we have to fear from the future. Should we be fearful? With all these disruptions, there's some fear to be thought about, right? We're going to do that after this break. Stay with me.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.